Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Wall-Mounted Anal Toy. It perfectly describes what you are about to become. There will be a lack of choice in the matter. Once you are mounted, there is no way to go, and you'll just have to take whatever is given. You might wonder how it happened. Just imagine you're going into work early in the day. Everything still seems normal. You're getting called to an office. So far, still normal. Just imagine being completely unprepared for what is about to happen. Walking into the room like you probably have done many times before, and being surprised by a sudden sharp feeling close to your neck, a tingling in the base of your skull, a strange numb sensation spreading down your spine, a feeling of getting heavy taking over your mind faster than you can think, as each thought is slowed down to a crawl, while every heartbeat pushes, pumps the drug more through your system. It takes seconds for you to pass out, and before you know it, someone catches you, making sure that you don't even hit the floor. From then on, it is a blur. Your body knocked out, your mind completely absent. Time and location mean nothing in this state. You would have no idea where they're taking you or how they're positioning you. At a very special place. It takes a while for you to awaken again, still deep in this feeling, becoming aware of what your body is feeling, how you're positioned. One of the first things you notice is that you're stuck, very, very stuck. Your arms, your shoulders, even your neck has been placed in such a way that you cannot move a single thing. When you try to move your body, you notice that your waist and your hips are stuck as well. Your legs are completely fixed in place as well, with your body in a sort of sitting position, but tilted forwards as much as possible. You can feel a pressure around your hips, a strange sensation of being held in place by a sort of cushiony material, firm but soft enough to be comfortable for a very long time. You can hear a voice speaking faintly. It takes a while for your mind to properly wake up again from the drug, to become aware of your predicament. You don't really see much at all. You're in a dark, tiny room. A booth is more appropriate. In front of you, there is a screen, very softly lit. And with as little light as it provides, and with a lack of movement from yourself, you slowly become aware that you are completely undressed. The air in the booth is comfortable, slightly scented, and you hear nothing but a soft music and some strange whispers, until a voice is laid over them. Ah, you're finally awake. You have been volunteered to become a morale-boosting object. You have been mounted in such a way that your ass will be available to whoever chooses to use it. Anything else is inaccessible. You will be treated well. Your body will be respected as much as possible. And your presence will help people relieve tension as much as possible. By the end of the day, I am sure that your presence will have improved many lives. The voice fades away, and all that is left is the music and the soft whispers in the background. Anal pleasure. Deeper. While you are straining your ears to hear what they're saying, you suddenly feel hands touching your ass. Rather than rough, the hands are very gentle, slowly massaging the curve of your butt. Apparently, they are doing something back there, and it feels as if they're spreading some kind of oil or lubricant as much as possible over your whole bottom. Slowly but surely, the massaging is getting closer and closer to your anus. Their fingertips expertly teasing and tempting, capable of creating sensations that may be unusual for you. They take their time to massage lubricant and oil both outside and slowly into you. Their movements are slow and almost professional. Deeply enjoyable if you had been able to choose. The massaging continues for a few minutes, but it's becoming difficult to tell time. The screen in front of you appears to show incomprehensible visuals that shift in color and tone. Sometimes words can be made out, but they often fade before you get a chance to read them. It's difficult to decide if it's better to close your eyes or keep staring at the screen inevitably. The soft music in the background keeps going. Only now do you notice that you cannot hear a single thing of what's happening beyond the booth you are in. While your ass is exposed outside of it, you cannot hear them. And it must also mean that they cannot hear you. The massaging is getting more and more deep and intense, finding the places around and inside of your ass that somehow get you to respond, as if they are familiar with each and every muscle in there and able to read you without needing to see or hear anything else. While you may have been enjoying their attention, eventually those hands move away. And it's only then that the reality of what is about to happen is truly setting in. Now that you are well lubricated and properly prepared as an anal toy, you are fair game for whoever, whenever they choose to use you. It doesn't take long, probably. Time is difficult to tell, and you keep almost drifting to sleep. Maybe there's something in the air you're breathing. You feel hands touching you. Rougher this time. You can feel them exploring your body and touching, feeling if you are indeed properly lubricated, even sliding inside a little before fingers withdraw suddenly. There's a strange pressure against your ass. Something is being pushed in. It is good that there is plenty of oil down there. With a bit of force, it is being pushed inside of you, and I'm sure that you are fully realizing what is happening down there. Someone's cock is slowly fucking your ass. Their thrusts are slightly awkward, possibly hindered by your own position, hidden in a wall, and yet it doesn't take long for them to find movements that work for them. The movements become more regular, more determined. As you feel it happening to you, you realize that you really cannot hear anything. There is no sound except for the soft whispers. The strange, unknown visuals in front of you, allowing you to distract from the sensations if you want, even though the words keep pulling you deeper into your own body. You can feel something happening back there, and the cock is removed. You have no idea if someone else immediately replaces it, but it doesn't appear to take long this time. Soon, you can feel a completely different rhythm, a different shape. Even though the inside is getting a little numb, the oil might make things easier after all. Who knows what is inside of it? I wonder if you're imagining how you're being used. The satisfaction and stress relief that you are providing. You have no idea if you are enjoyed by them. Then again, the movements seem to speed up a little bit and then pressed into you. Another release for them. It continues. It's becoming difficult to keep track of each and every thrust, each and every different cock inside of you. It is very strange and sometimes different as well, fingers exploring you. You even feel something warm and wet pressed against your ass. Who knows what they're doing back there? You can't imagine anyone would choose to lick after you've been used. Then again, it feels strangely pleasant. After a while, you feel an almost familiar feeling. There's a brief break when you feel hands massaging your ass. It feels almost identical as the movements in the beginning, and you can feel your body being carefully cleaned and oil reapplied, everything carefully re-lubricated and prepared for the next batch. It doesn't take long for more to happen. Fingers, cocks, penetrating, exploring, pushing, thrusting, different rhythms, different movements, different sizes and depths. Some of them push hard and deep, almost painful. Others, a pleasant rhythm that seems to stimulate the ring so wonderfully, yet more appear to just go for their own pleasure, quick thrusts, almost like they're using you as a masturbation tool. You can feel how warmth is spread inside of you. Their release left, and then used some more, the next, and the next, and the next. Who knows how many minutes have passed when you feel the familiar break and the hands massaging your ass, cleaning, lubricating, carefully teasing you. I wonder if your body would be pushed over the edge or if you'd just be edging. And every time you feel those professional preparations, it just feels so good. despite yourself, your body is enjoying at least part of what's happening. A strangely thicker wand is pressed against you. It almost hurts. It takes a while for your ass to slowly give way to the penetration. The long shaft of their cock, bigger than anything else today, almost overwhelming in the sensation as it fills you deeper and deeper, pushing you so hard, so deep. You hear a strange sound in the booth, and it takes a while to realize that it might have been your own voice, your own breath, your own moan. The deep, hard thrusts are so intense. You can feel how whoever is behind there is taking their time to enjoy each and every second of this wall-mounted anal toy. Their thrusts are almost calculated, deep, nice, rhythmic thrusts, sometimes holding back just a little bit whenever you have an edge. And then continuing again, until finally they too choose to empty themselves inside of you. This time it feels like a lot more. It is so hot, so intense. Or maybe your body has just become more sensitive after all of this. You keep hearing your own voice echo. You wonder how your face must be looking right now. More and more keeps happening. Deeper and deeper you are taken. Sometimes slow, other times quick. And another session of break and re-lubrication, cleaning and caring. Until it is time for more. Long licking of a tongue exploring you, just after the cleaning, really finding every sensitive spot back there, as your ass is being treated in ways that you have probably never experienced before. But they don't ask. They don't check, they just do, they just feel. You are treated as no more than furniture, a stress relief made into the wall. A sudden deep thrust shakes you from your reverie and pushes you down hard. While you cannot move, you can imagine various situations in which they'd use your body. Although it would be strange to fantasize about being used like a toy, this was against your will, wasn't it? Was it? It is difficult to think at all. Your head is fuzzy, your mind is woozy, your body is just tingling with all kinds of feelings, edging with every thrust, or maybe so far away from an orgasm that you don't even know what it is anymore. You can feel them emptying themselves into you. You can imagine the sigh or the smile. You're being used for their pleasure. You are serving as stress relief, satisfaction, in their hands. Time blurs into many feelings, thrusts overlap, fucks melt together, your ass both burning and feeling so good, so sensitive, so overwhelmed with everything, cleaned and re-lubricated, used over and over and cleaned again. How many hours has it been? How long have you been stuck there? There's a sudden cessation of sound. The music stops. The screen switches off. Thank you for your service. After a brief cleanup and some care to your body, you will be brought home. Again, you feel a sharp sting close to your neck, and a strange feeling of drowsiness passes through you, familiar to before. It takes only seconds to be gone. While you are unconscious, your body is very carefully cleaned. It is also massaged with oils and dressed with clothes completely and nicely cleaned. Brought home from wherever you were. By the time that you slowly recover, and you will wake in a few moments, you probably will feel a little groggy, and that's completely normal. The rest of your body will be very aware of what it's gone through. But it's difficult to piece everything together. It's difficult to identify each and every session. It all blurs together, fuzzy, vague. And when I count you back up, I will take a moment to make sure that you know that you are safe. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake. And take a moment, perhaps to stretch, to let your body get used to moving once again. And remember to take good care of yourself. You might need some aftercare after this. Regardless of how you feel, well done. It's impressive to see you being able to take all of that. So please, take good care of yourself, because who knows when you'll be in need to be used again. Enjoy.